Hello there, we're in the Word House, House of the Rocky Nuhu. Understand that God does His things through His Word, and nothing beyond it. It's our privilege, therefore, to minister God's Word to you. And we believe that as you listen and live by these principles you're about to hear, your life will definitely be transformed. Listen and be blessed.
This morning, he is the president of the Revival Hub. And is a prophet, a revivalist, apostle, and a teacher of the Word of God. He has blessed us all through this conference since yesterday night. This morning, ladies and gentlemen, for the final session of Ignite Conference 2026, would you rise on your feet as we receive God's servant, apostle? Come on. Can you take the volume up a bit?
Hallelujah. Please help me and celebrate again a precious, loving man of God, Reverend Dr. Edwin Bayim. I want to add another thing. I like your joyful laugh. So considering the weight of ministry, sometimes it's not easy to afford a laugh. Sometimes the way my wife normally knows where I am in the realm is whether there is a laugh. So when I see somebody with a joy, I partake, especially if it's from your heart. And I want to honor you, sir. I want to celebrate you. I want to thank you and everybody here for the opportunity. In Jesus' name. I also want to thank Mama here, Bishop Deborah Akachukwu. God bless you, man. Amen. I want to thank all the wonderful pastors. Amen. I want to thank every leader and every senior person that is in this place. May the Lord bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. Please, you can be seated, but we need to pray. The last time we prayed, there are some people here that were not here. So I cannot assume, yes, the pastors prayed that time, but there are people that came for this second service. They didn't pray with us. And so they are going to pray with us this time around. And I want you to sit down so that you will not say, I'm troubling you. If it's where I'm coming from, I will not allow you to sit down. But here, let me allow you. But one thing I'll ask you now is that we are going to pray. Prayer. We are going to pray. In my own opinion, all thinking men should pray. Let's assume you think a lot. You reason a lot. You reason to a point where you find out, we need to pray. Because as it is now, wahala day. Because if you reason well, and I know many people know me that I pray, but I reason a lot. In fact, when I was 12 years old, sir, I was thinking of how to be a billionaire when I was 12 years old. I woke up in the night by 2 a.m. and I was thinking for 3 hours. 12 years old. You will not blame me. I'm from Newe, so them are money. With all my thinking, I ended up on one conclusion that I need to pray. I need to pray. For some of you, you already have an advantage. The thing about prayer is this: whether you have advantage in life, you will pray. Whether you don't have advantage, you will pray. Whether you are trying to get up in life, you will pray. When you are finally there, you will pray. Because it is even harder to sustain what you have received. You need more prayer to sustain it. If you see people that used to be rich and they are no more rich, it is a more terrible state than anything. It's better you go up gradually and get up than you got there. Oh, I don't want to go to this, my story. I know a man, my uncle, so rich. in the 70s, white people used to live in his house. He used to travel everywhere in the world. In fact, I saw some of the things he did, Mozambique Hotel in Switzerland, everywhere. Then it struck. The man went down. His poverty was so bad, it even affected his mind. I said, this is not the man that destiny ordained. You know the challenge? He has gone up. Anything you are telling him, he will tell you, we have been there. What are you telling? We have gone there. It is more depressing. What do you want to counsel that man about? Who has he not met? Who has he not seen? What business idea, if you think his business idea, you want to give him? He has seen it all. But forces, powers beyond his mind, we are manipulating his destiny. He has gotten up. He needs to stay up. So if you are here, you are trying to get up and you are not there, or you have gotten there, you need to be sustained there. You need to pray. 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 Jesus, before he started, he was praying. He wanted to choose the 12. He was praying. Then when he wanted to die, is it not to just go and die? Do you need to pray to die? All you need to say, I want to die. There are 1,000 things that can kill you in Nigeria. But when he wanted to die, he went to Garden of Gethsemane and told, just to die well. That means, if he didn't pray, he will not die well. He will not die according to purpose. To die well. Everything, prayer. Then I read my Bible. They said that the Holy Spirit makes intercession with us together. He said that Jesus is also sitting making intercessions. I said, no. There is something. There must be something about prayer that we need to understand more. It's not as if God can't do anything. He can do whatever he wants. But when you pray, you customize the activities of heaven around your life. It will even look as if you are special. You are not. You just customize the activities of the world and the things God is speaking as if it's general. It will become personal. So as you are sitting now, can we pray for the next 2 minutes and say, Lord, my word comes, my encounter comes, my shift comes. Can we pray in the name of Jesus Christ? Sipate kadiam preta popasate kabone ambrete pete dia caprata papandetalia japata prata papapada capatedi prande patidia capapatala. Pray in the spirit. Sapatalia papate campe ibrata papapata da capapadia ambrata papapadia pete kata japrete pete capamantelia rapata papapadia ambrete papete capapanateli japrata papacampa brate papate catiambeli sapata papapadia. Building up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Ipidia capanapadia ampa pata capadia zepete capambe ia pata papada capa baraka patedia capapana ampete capelia zapata patia aite pete capama bamba papatelia aia pate paca penelke aia pata papolia ambrata papate ia pata papada ia pata papediante aia papate pacapo ia papate capapadia aita papaya. Here come I pray papa cabina. I tepa na paka padia. Sapata paka padia. Am pepe te cabina. I kapata mapo. I prate pata cabina. Sapata papa cabe. Am brata papa cabina. I tepe ne kapa padia. I apata paka pe. I register my name. I te makombe. Braka papa pate te kaya. I papa ta kapana. I papa paka pe kapadia. I kapata mapela. Somebody pray in the spirit. Stir up yourself in the Holy Ghost.
Pamelia, Pande Papa Capatalia, Isabata Pacapabelia. Don't allow spiritual things to pass you by. Stir up yourself in the spirit. Sinama Capabian Tecane, Apapata Capapacalia, Ita Papa Campa Bacaya. Oh! Siabana Kambe, Rapata Babela, Ibraka Pata Kabema, Pande Pete Kote, Zabrata Papakaya, Brate Papa Bolia, Ipapa Papa Kaboria, Brata Papa Padi, Iapa Papa Kabo, Iapa Papa Teka, Brate Papolia, Iapa Papa Tetia, Iapa Papa, Iapa Papa, yes, 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 you are getting there. Let something be stirred. In your spirit, ma, brate macabonia, ante te cape, ante pate camapatia, I brata papa cape da teddy, sabana macapa cape, I braca pataca papa bambo, sila caba. Penekan Peteria Tasot, Ambrata Papa Capo, I Papa Papa, Ambapa Papa Papa, I Depete Capete, I Deteca, Ambapa Papa, I Depete Capa, Ambapa Papa Papa. Shaka, I Pete Camo, Brate Cate Camapoli, Ambrata Capacalia, Sepecades. Fala kaba pali akata.
Something is coming on your life. Be sure of that. You will see what's going to happen to you this morning. You cannot afford to miss it. There are moments in people's life that they cannot miss. You shouldn't miss it. From my ankle to my knees, from my knees to my waist, from my waist to my shoulders, till your spirit overwhelms me. Oh my God.
Satania! And the angel measured 1,000, and it was to the ankle level. And the man of God said, ankle level is not enough to run my destiny. There is a measuring line, but it's to the ankle level where I plan to get this year. The destiny that I carry, ankle level is not enough. There must be a measure, another measure. And the angel came again and measured 1,000, and it was to the knees. And another person will cry out and say, Lord, I thank you for the knees. But it's not enough. I am going far. I'm going far. My destiny is great. My destiny, the journey is great.
Oh my God.
The angel told Elijah, eat and drink, for the journey is great. Eat and drink. It's a distant journey. The journey of destiny. The journey of calling. The journey of purpose. It's a distant journey. You need another measure. The angel tapped him after he has eaten before. He said, man of God, eat again. Oh my God. Oh my God. I will eat again. I need a tank of strength, a tank of grace from the heaven. Something so strong. something so powerful that he has the ability to sustain my ascent. He has the ability to sustain my transport. He has the ability to sustain my advance. Kaya Koba, Rekato Beni, Ibratata Kapa Mampea, Sebrekete Kapa Kapa Pandes. Let the seasons over destinies, let it be open this morning. Pate kama boli, aye, pate kama, papa papa dia. Let the angels of announcement, let them appear. Angels with shofars, angels with trumpets. It is time. Let there be an alarm in the spirit. Something. Let the realm of the spirit invade the physical realm. Let the activities of angels, let them become much in our life. Let heavenlies invade.
Oh my God.
Kaya Koba. Sibe de kamabondis. Ria papa te kamab. Prate te. Ia papa ma. Ia papa ma papo. Prate pate kani.
He's rising. You can feel the waters, they're rising. From knee level to waist level, he's rising. There is an activation happening in the realm of the spirit now as you are praying. That's why it's called an ignite. Thank you. Jesus' name. You can be seated. As I move through this side, the hand of God will come on 7 people now. God wants to give you an impartation with which you are going to run this year. It's an activation. Something will be activated, ignited in your heart, in your life. Now, as I'm speaking. Father, as I stretch my hands from my left hand side to my right hand side, from the front to the back, to the gallery, to online, let there be an activation, an impartation of the Spirit that we minister grace to the heart of the people so that they can stand in the place of responsibility and duty that you are bringing them to in this year spiritually. As I speak, from my left hand side to my right hand side, from my left hand side to my right hand side. Come out. Just, yes. I want, yes. Thank you. From my left hand side to my right hand side. Put your hands stronger, Holy Ghost. Put your hands stronger, 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 stronger. Find them. Is intensifying, 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 is intensifying. Holy Ghost, bring the young lady for me, bring her for me. Let me just touch her on the head. You receive something that cannot be taken from you. Stronger, let it come 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 stronger, 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 stronger. It will be too strong, you can't resist it. It will be too strong, it will be too strong. I speak from the office of my calling. Oh my God. Oh my God. Angels of the living God, where are you? 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 Move. Move. Aha. Let the hand of the Lord become stronger. Angels of power, where are you? Angels of ordination, where are you? Angels of activation, where are you? Put your hands, male, female, young, old, left, right. Keep praying. This morning is your money. Oh my God, 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 oh my God. Touch them, 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 touch them. Sister, you are receiving a touch. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. The Lord is empowering you today. You are receiving a weapon to combat the enemy that is afflicting your life and family. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. Give me substance, give me proofs, give me evidence. Give me you, give me substance, give me proofs, give me evidence. Give me you, give me substance, give me proofs, give me evidence. Give me you,
give me substance,
give me proofs. Give me evidence. You will give me something.
Let it show that
I will not leave empty handed. At least something, from heaven. At least something.
Let it show that I met with you. 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 Oh, let it show that I met you. Let it show that I met with you.
Oh, give me substance.
Give me substance.
Give me proofs.
Give me evidence.
Give me you.
Give me substance.
Give me proofs.
Give me evidence. Give me you. Oh, give me your substance. Give me proofs. Give me evidence. Give me you.
Sustain the sound. We don't have to. Show me 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. So then, let us. No. Give me KJV. Thank you. Let every man so account of us as ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Next verse. Moreover, it is required in steward that a man be found faithful. You see, there is something that the scripture revealed to us in the book of, oh my God, help me, Holy Ghost. Luke chapter 19, let's compare the two. Luke chapter 19. Show me verse 10 or 11. 11, 12, 13. Luke chapter 19, quickly. Verse 11. And as they heard these things, he added and spake a parable, because he was nigh to Jerusalem, and because they thought that the kingdom of God should appear immediately. Next verse. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. Next verse. And he called his 10 servants and delivered to them 10 pounds and said to them, occupy till I come. If you check the root word of occupy, it simply means do business. That means God does not give anybody something to keep it safely for him. He gives people investment, whether it's gift, whether it's grace, whether it's anointing, whether it's responsibility, whether it's a calling, whatever it is, whether it's resources. God gives men to trade, to do something about it. But that's not even where I'm going now. As I'm speaking, there'll be activations and impartations. Things will be happening everywhere. Watch. That's not where I'm going. Show me the scripture. I want to show you something quickly. Show me. Next verse, verse 14, quickly. But his citizens hated him and sent him a message. Next verse. Oh my God. I hope you got my scripture correct. Show me verse 15. Thank you. And it came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded these servants to be called unto him, to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. How much every man had gained by trading. You see, many years ago, sir, I was on the road. You know, when I finished youth service, God impressed in my heart that I should invest in what will make me to be productive in my calling. And I used to leave my house, is in the village, and I would trek to the divisional library. And I will carry my books and my Bible. I will come as a student and study from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. with fasting every day. In the night, I will pray. So, one day, I was going. And it was like I was moving on the road. And I heard a voice clear in my ear. God told me, I am going to release graces to you in the coming seasons. And so many of them, not because you have merited it or you have even reached the level to operate it. However, I'm giving it to you in trust so that you trade. That I have faith and hope in you. That if you pay attention to the endowments that I'm giving to you, that great profit can come for the kingdom. Means the reason why heaven gives men things is not that you are suddenly qualified for it. You will never be qualified for grace. Never. The gifts of God are given because of his benevolence. According to this scripture, the proper way to show gratitude, the proper response, is that a man trades with the thing he's given. So I said, okay. So Lord, what will I do? That was the beginning of my commitment. I was telling somebody. He said, Apostle, thank God you are anointed. I was not always like this. Okay, I said it here yesterday. The only thing I have was my knees in prayer. The only thing God gave to me, I don't know about others, because some people will not understand your reading or some of the things that we do. I was coming from a conservative church, sir, so we don't speak in tongues. But when I got to campus, I saw some people speaking in tongues. And they called us and said, if you want to be baptized in the Holy Ghost, come. I joined them. Well, when I went to where they are baptizing them in the Holy Ghost, everybody was receiving, they spoke, everybody spoke in tongues. It was remaining me. And the people ministering, they looked at my face. Maybe, are you an Igbo man, sir? Maybe, okay, Imugamu now. Maybe Irumu Koto like your own. So the people looked at me and said, no, Holy Ghost cannot enter this man. Meanwhile, in my heart, I am the one that needed it the most. According to purpose, the profit that can come out of that baptism would be most through my life. So at the end, they were rounding off to go because they don't want to force us. But I've seen that it was true and real. So I went to myself. I'm a calculative person. I just told God, if this is true, give it to me too. They didn't get to lay hands on me. I burst out and started speaking in tongues. They told us in that place, they told us, go back and pray for 1 hour, for 1 week. I think it's 1 week or 1 month or whatever. I'm not sure the people that they told us to pray for 1 week, they did it. But me, I did. Because you know why I did? Where I was coming from. What it took me to even agree to get baptized and speak in tongues. I spoke in tongues 1 hour every day at least for one full semester. I was on campus every. By the time I was getting, what I'm trying to tell you is that I did not have any special gift. The only thing is that what God made available to me, I asked myself, how do I relate with it? And I saw that greatness can come out of a common thing if you can steward it. By the time I was getting to 400 level, I was already doing 3 hours every night. By the time I got to final year, 500 level, by then, if you are in school, you can, in final year, you can agree with your lecturers, the timing for your lectures and others. So we agree with our lecturers not to come on time. So they normally come from 10 a.m. up. So what I do is that all I got was a baptism to speak in tongues. That's what is available to everybody. Is there something special about it? However, a small thing can become big if you can steward. A common thing can become great if you can steward. You cannot measure the possibility of a spiritual thing, no matter how common or little it is, All it needs is a right environment, nurture, and still worship. It can become a mighty thing in the spirit. As people are going, by then I'm rounding up. I will go to lawn tennis court. 12 a.m., 1 a.m. in the night. I will stay there. I will pray from 1 a.m. till 8 a.m. in the morning. I will go take my bath, go to lectures. As I am in the lecture hall, they do a class 2 hours. Then we have 1 hour break before another class. As others, you know how class is. Others are chatting together. Others are saying, babe, how are you? Others are saying, Kai, your clothes look good. Others are saying, Kai, when we went out in the weekend, I will quickly escape to the uncompleted building in our apartment and I will speak in tongues for 1 hour. I came back again. Nothing was happening. All this why? No proof. No nothing. After a while, I went to fast. And God told me, now that you have fasted, I want something from you. He said, go and live a fasted life. I went back. I'm just talking about stewardship. You see, what is required of us is simply faithfulness. You know, faithfulness is if God tells me to do this thing and it's correct. Faithfulness is weaved around routines, boring routines. And that is why you can't be faithful if you are not consistent. You can't be faithful if you are not committed. And if you are not faithful, there is no authority for a man that is not faithful. You see, there can be gift for you if you are not faithful. But if you are not faithful, there is no authority. That's what I'm actually wanting to say. Let me say it, then I will continue with my story. Give me my scripture quickly. Thank you. Next verse, verse 16. Then came the first, saying, Lord, thy pound had gained 10 pounds. Next verse. And he said unto them, well, good. Next verse. Then the second said, saying, Lord, thy pound had gained 5 pounds. Next verse. He said likewise to him, be thou, sorry, give me verse 17. Thank you. And he said unto him, well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in little, have thou authority. That means the secret to kingdom authority is faithfulness. And the scripture said, where we read in the book of Corinthians, that it is expected of stewards to be what? Faithful. That means it's a law of stewardship. That the principal thing expected from a man in stewardship is faithfulness. What is expected of you is not to ask, what I have is big, what I have is small. No. What is expected is faithfulness. And I noticed something, and that is what I wanted to share with you people here. When the day of authority comes, you know, people tell me, they say, Apostle, the way you pray, I have always been praying like this, and nobody is aware. Nobody knows, nobody cares. Everybody that has known me 10 years, 15 years, going to 20, I have always been praying like this. However, that were the seasons of being faithful in a little. Then another season will come, that little thing you are doing, when authority comes on it, that's the difference. In the days of reward, what God gives a man for being faithful is authority. Authority. This is not the authority of the believer. Authority of the believer. No. This is the kind of authority that it looks. When you ask God, Lord, I need a car. Or I need to be free. Lord, deliver me from my trouble. He said, wait, my servant is coming. And you ask yourself, is God not my father too? Why do I need to wait for another man? The reason is simple. He has given that man authority to become a distributor of that same kingdom substance. Huh? His appearance is an answer to a prayer. Men, pray, Lord! We need to have a revival. We need. God said, no problem, let's send you. People will come and pray, Lord, deliver us. God said, I've heard your prayer and I am come down to deliver you. And I was waiting to see Jehovah El Shaddai come down in chariot of fire, only for me to look and see Moses. That means Moses has become faithful and become a system of deliverance to the people of God. Meanwhile, when he was at the backside of desert, being consistent to priesthood, no one is aware. That's what happened to David. David answered Saul and said, my master, your servant was in the woods tending to the sheep of my father. And a bear came and I thawed him out. A lion came, I thawed him out. But in the days of the bear and lion, nobody is aware. Social media is not aware. France is not aware. Nigeria is not aware. Africa is not aware. But you have to be faithful. Faithfulness is not about who is seeing it or who is not seeing it. You know, somebody came and asked me. He told me, in my walk with God, what do you think is the most important thing that you have done? I said, service. You see, the summary of the kingdom is service. As a matter of fact, they asked Jesus, who is the greatest? He said, the one that is serving all of us. I called the brother. I told him, as you are seeing me here, I have served many men of God. I told him, if you are able to serve half as well as I served, you will be great. So greatness is tied to service. A service that is a product of stewardship. Something you stay faithful on until God puts authority on it. Puts authority. Puts authority. These days, that small prayer that I used to pray and nobody is aware and nothing is happening. In fact, as I was praying it, I was even still hungry. In fact, as I was praying that prayer, some situations still persisted in my life. Oh. But the season came, that same prayer, I will come in a place. It doesn't matter what I'm telling you here, you will pray. Oh. Even if I came here and I said, I'm here to teach on leadership. I'm here to teach on money. I'm here to teach on leadership. What's something that is opposite direction to prayer? Anything I want to tell you, by the time I've spoken for 10 minutes, even if you don't want to pray, something will be steering you on the inside. Even if you say you will not pray here, if you get back, you will pray. Because I know there is an injection, a spiritual dosage that has entered inside of you. That is authority that comes. One day, sir, I've been leading prayer. What I used to do those days is that I do prayer evangelism. Like, I will carry a prayer meeting and go to Lagos and host prayer meeting there. That's what I was doing. That's what I was doing. Before we ever started revival, that's what I used to come to Enugu. Let me say this one too. We used to come to Iva Valley too. Yes. There was a mountain up. Me and my people, some of them are seated here. We will stay there sometimes all night. Sometimes days, we will stay there. Prayer, prayer, prayer. Of course, nobody knows that you don't need that kind of thing. But what God requires is not whether they know, whether anybody clap for me, whether anybody require. What he requires is faithful. One day, I was praying the same prayer. And the Lord told me, this time around, let me teach you how to pray. I said, Lord, but I've been praying. He said, no. Now, when you pray, nations will pray. I have gone to a few nations and I entered there. And I'm wondering whether I've been there before. Because the same spirit. If you see me pray, it's not physical thing. No. It's a spirit. Sometimes I'll be praying. It falls on me. I will be groaning, glued to the ground. I will try to get up. I can't get up. There is a power higher than me that holds me there. And anybody within my environment comes under the same influence, comes under the same power instantly. I said, what is this? All that I did was that I heeded the instructions of those men that baptized me in the Holy Ghost. And they said unto me, if you go back every night, pray for 1 hour. And the people that headed with me, they did not obey. I went back, prayed 1 hour, went for 1 hour, prayed 3 hours. In fact, those days, I used to go for outreaches. I took outreaches to all the hostels in University of Nigeria, except two. That is in Soka campus, except two. All of them. In fact, one day, what made my biological sister to believe in my calling is that one day I came to her hostel. I was preaching. She didn't come down. She was watching me through the window. She didn't believe me. She was watching me through the window. I said, Kai, my brother, don't they preach? So he was watching me through the window. Things were happening. She was shocked. Is this same my brother that I know at home? What happened to him? What she doesn't know is that before any outreach, because those were the days I picked up books by Leonard Ravenhill, Charles Grandis Infini. He said, no revival without travail. He said, what is this? Because I've been, are you people with me? A little thing can become big. The only thing is that you are not consistent enough to stay on it. 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 Sir, I have prayed sick. I am sick and praying. I am tired and praying. I am sad and praying. My father died. I took him to the mortuary. Came back and led a prayer meeting. I buried my father. Closed the burial. I am the first son. By 6 p.m., I took off and went and held a prayer meeting. Everywhere I am, I'm praying. No proof, no result. But I said, I will tarry. There is a promise hanging over my life. And it's hanging over your life. It's hanging over your life. It's waiting for you to be faithful enough to pull it out of the invincible realm. I started praying by 3 a.m. in the night. I was in room 314 in Njoku Franco Hostels, University of Nigeria. We had an outreach like crusade at Nkrumah Hostel, PG Hostel those days. Everything is set, but I said, Lord, how will I just go and fulfill righteousness? Will you not move? Where is the power of conviction? Where is the glory that pulls man? Where is the cloud that descends over a territory? Where are the showers of mercy? Where is the rain of revival? Where is the hand that stayed and Elijah saw it? Elijah, Elijah, Elijah. There was a hand in the heavens. And he told his servant, said, I saw a little hand. He turned and told his servant, that hand is a proof that an abundance of rain is about to come. While his servant left, Elijah did not leave. He knelt down. Because he knew, just because we have seen, that does not mean we should stop. He kept. Time is passing. You are not aware. Sometimes I'll be praying. Time is passing. First day, I'll be tired. I wake up, I enter second day. I was telling a brother the other day. There was a time I stayed in my father's parlor and prayed for so long that my siblings could not enter the room. You can't enter the room. The prayer, the glory that descended, if you enter, it knocks you down. At some point, I saw a thick cloud, the level of a man's knee. I was lying down. The Lord told me, wait. I am going to come. Wait. Meanwhile, these encounters are coming. He said, wait. Stay on what you are doing. The little manifestation, the little proof, the little things you are seeing in your life is not a sign that I've come. I'm coming. So I went to my room in the village. I wrote it on the wall. I said, I have touched his flames. Because those days I used to pattern my life like Evan Roberts. Say, I've touched his flames. Now I burn and I wait for a sign. Day and night, I'm there. Day and night. Day and night. Day and night. Day and night. On the road, the same thing. Everywhere. Everywhere. Until I appear in a meeting and I will be smiling. People are praying. I'll be smiling. People are saying, Apostle, fire is burning. I met a young man. I hugged him and said, bye-bye. He went back and prayed for 10 hours. He didn't want to pray. A brother called me from the U.S. He said he was just stumbled on our video on YouTube. And he watched the name of the video. Saw travail in the night. He looked as if the Holy Ghost came on him. He was glued to the ground and prayed for hours. In the U.S., white men are praying. Africans are praying. I said, what is this? The key is faithfulness. And I'm going to pray for you that God will give you the tarrying grace, the tarrying power. There is something that normally does the human person. We know they like stay one place. We know they like do one thing. We know they like, before you know it, you are up, you are doing it. Before you know it, you have not successfully mastered one spiritual thing. Let your glory appear like a sign in the heavens. Let angels of revival, the reapers of the end time, let them appear. There are men and women that their altar is crying. That is asking you, oh God, are we going to continue like this? Is there not something for us? Will you not shift us? Will you not invade us? They are crying. Listen. Jesus. Jesus. There is an alarm in the spirit. Can God find you in one place doing one thing for the next 21 days? Can he find you? Can he find you? So one day God told me, go and fast. I started fasting. And then I noticed that after the fasting 5 days, I was thinking that God will come and congratulate me and say, Kai, my son, you have tried. Let me step out from my throne so that you will sit. Nothing happened. I actually thought when I fast that I will. God will say, Kai, your fasting is bigger than just let me step out for you so that you sit at nothing. He didn't move. So I now found out that day, sir, The reward spiritually for being responsible is more responsibility. So, you know how God rewarded me for fasting? He gave me more fasting. If you are doing a duty in church and you did well, the reward is not go and rest. The reward is more work. The truth is that people that can do it well, competently, there are not many. So when God finds one person, he will hold you and be giving you plenty labor. Plenty labor, plenty labor, plenty labor. As I'm living here now, I'm going for another one with speed. I have 2 meetings. I need to be there. That's our vacation. You know, I told you, sir, 2 voices spoke yesterday. One came from you. He told me to take a vacation. Another one spoke too. He said that it's in heaven that we are going to rest. I'm still contemplating the two. Which one I will follow? Huh? Are we not resting in heaven?
We are resting, sir.
I don't understand. There is rest in heaven. Huh? Ogenaka! You want Igbo? Let feeble knees be strengthened. Catch your flame. Time is passing. Time is passing. This is not time to postpone what will happen today. If God is calling on us to obey him like this today, sir, let's obey. A man can die tomorrow. Nigeria can turn worse tomorrow because of one man that did not obey when God said obey. Call me, I will answer. Call me, I will answer. There are people here, I know it. God did not send me in vain. Nothing happens without God laying hands on a few of us. All of us might not go at the same time. But there can be an advanced party of people that have the ability to pick the burden faster than others. And God will release an advanced grace on them. That's the Elijah grace. The forerunner grace. When it comes, then many will now join. Are you following me, my brother? So I started fasting. I fasted first day. God said fast second day. Maybe 6 to 6. Third day, fourth day. After 1 week, God said, give me another week. I did another week. Then 1 month ended. I said, Kai, Lord, I'm here now. Deliver to me. Deliver to me. He said, you have tried. Give me another month. I did another month. He said, give me another month. I did another month. He said, give me another month. I did another month. He said, give me another month. That's what happened till 30 months. And in between that 30 months, sometimes he will call me and say, give me 3 days, 4 days, 5 days stretch. No food, no water. What is my prayer? Show me your glory. Take me to a place that I've never been before. Show me. I cannot appear to my generation this way. There is the me of my destiny. I am doing well, but the me of my destiny have not appeared. No matter what I became outside of that, I'm not sure we will meet, sir. The reason why we met today is because that other one, which is important within the confines of the, came out. Show me. Reveal unto me. The point I'm trying to make by mentioning this is, sorry, please be seated, sir. The point I'm trying to make is the consistency and faithfulness. That's the whole point. It's not the fasting. It's that God wanted to test my heart. Once you notice God is telling you to, he's testing your heart. He's delivering you from what bound others. Some of you don't know. You know, I was talking to a young man. He told me, I don't like my father. My father was this. My father was this. My father was this. I said, look at you. You are becoming like your father, but you are not aware. Say, wait. Give it 10 more years. You will even find out your father did better than you. He doesn't know his father is already doing better than him with the rate he is going. I said, stop blaming people. Take responsibility. Huh? Go to that place your father failed, or you think he failed. If you think so, that he didn't do it well, why not do it yourself? You are not doing anything. You are just gallivanting. You are roundabouting. You are perambulating, thinking that things will change by themselves. A man will take the horns of the altar, lay hold on the horns of the altar, and say, I will not leave these horns until I shift things in the heavens. One day, January 2014, I was in my room around 8 p.m. in the evening. Sir, suddenly I was looking. It looked as if the door to my room changed. And it was no more a physical door. It was a light. I cannot explain the light, even if I try. The splendor and glory was too much. And a man stepped out of that light. Lo and behold, it was the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the beginning of my real calling. Those ones I've been doing before that time was good. Have you seen the energy level? Have you seen the consistency it takes to drag things out of the realm of the spirit? Sir, you remember that in the book of Acts chapter 6, that the church grew. There were two kinds of growth in the book of Acts. Initially, they had an arithmetic growth where the scripture said it was added to the church. But by the time we are getting to Acts chapter 6, we had a geometric growth progression. It was no more added. The Bible said they multiplied. Is it not in your Bible? The first time he said it was added to them. The second time he said they were multiplied. Then multiplication brought circumstances that they did not envisage in the beginning. The Bible said in Acts chapter 6 that the Grecians and the Greeks, they began to struggle with each other. Then Peter came out and said, it is not good for us to leave the word and prayer and begin to serve tables. What do we do? He said, let's appoint men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. Watch. Pastor K, watch. The scripture said, the people they are looking for is full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. And they elected seven. One of them was Stephen. One of them was Philip. But later part of the book of Acts, we saw something. That Stephen was full of the Holy Ghost and faith. The other one full of the Holy Ghost and power. They must have been faithful. Are you following me? They must have been so faithful in their service that their service was converted to requirement for power. Initially, they were just called servicemen, table men, altar men, ushers. This one. So I started as an usher for long. In fact, I was ordained pastor from an usher. I was an usher. In fact, the eye of an usher is still here. In fact, if I'm not the one here, I'm at the back. I'll be watching everything. It's an ushering job. I work in usher. I work in media. I work. That service team refused to leave. The men that we are serving became faithful. And after a while, a dimension of their destiny opened that they never knew. Stewards. God is going to give you something, and some of you has given you. You are going to make a commitment to stewardship. Listen to me. Spiritual things are not by luck. You will build a regimen around it. Build a routine around it. Sometimes, you see this Bible study and prayer and fasting. Sometimes it's not about, after a while you require it. But it's not about how long. It's about how consistent is faithfulness. You see, you can pray 3 hours today and you will not pray again this week. The person that is praying 30 minutes every day, 30 minutes every day, is actually more potent than you that pray for 3 hours and you are no more praying again. Can I pray for you? May the Lord impart you with the tarrying grace in the name of Jesus Christ. There is a tarrying power. Tarrying grace. Tarrying unction. The ability to wait till God comes. Luke chapter 18 verse 1. He said the woman was asking for judgment. It wasn't coming. So in verse 8, he said that he that will come, will come. If God said he will come, he will come. But he said the challenge is, when he comes, shall he find faith? The word faith. Oh my
God. Amen. Kai. Everywhere you are, let's pray for the next 2 minutes in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray wherever you are. Ask God to give me a tarrying power, a tarrying grace, a staying power, a staying grace. Let me hear your prayer. Pray louder. Pray louder.
Teach me to wait until your glory shows up. Teach me to stay until your presence comes. Teach me to wait. Teach me to wait. You are here, you are believing God. In this year, you will stay in obedience, in faithfulness. You will tarry in instructions. You will be faithful to his demands and call upon your life. And you are trusting God for grace. You are making a commitment to be faithful this year. You are making a commitment to be consistent. You are making a commitment to follow through.
I want to pray with you here. This prayer is specifically for people that is making commitment to God. That in this year, my commitment to you, I will be faithful. I'm becoming more committed. This is not about maybe you and pastor, you and church. This is about you and him. That I'm making a commitment, a covenant, that this year, I will pray like this. I will fast like this. And the reason why I'm telling you, you should come, because I'm going to pray for you, because you need the grace to carry out that instruction. So that in the days that you are weak in yourself, a supernatural ability will take over. Lord, this year, I am committing myself to serving you. This year now, I'll be committing anywhere I hear that it is you. I'm going to bring out myself. Quickly, come, let me pray for you. I will just count to seven, then I'll pray for you. I will go quickly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Quickly, come quickly. Yes, as you are coming out, make sure you are praying. As you are coming out, ask God this year. I am committing. Listen to me. Listen, hear me out. You want to say something?
Okay, sir. Praise God. Those of you who are already itching to run out of a meeting like this, I feel really sorry for you. I feel really, really sorry for you. But so that it will be on record that I warned you, please, if you do not have an emergency because of which you have to walk out of a meeting like this, this walking out of meeting, take a look at what it has done to your life so far. This attitude, this bad manners, see what it has done to your destiny so far. There's a meeting as serious as this. There are people who have walked out to go and take selfie outside. Let it be on record that I pleaded with you for the sake of your destiny. Please, the meeting is coming to an end, but stay with God until we are done with this meeting so that God can help your life and he can help your destiny. God has ordained this meeting to bless you. Don't walk out into what will not bless you. And as you obey, the Lord will help you. In the name of Jesus.
Everywhere you are in front here, just pray. I will pray for you. I will lay hands on as many people as I can. Once I see that you are committed, once I look at you and you are praying, you are desperate, I will just come and lay hands on you quickly. A few people, but wherever you are, at the aisle, ask God. Tell him I'm committing this year. And I'm asking you for grace to stay faithful. I'm asking you for mercy. Paul told us that there is a grace to be faithful. He said, I speak as one that has received mercy to be faithful. I speak as one. There is such a one as have received mercy. Let go, hear your cry. Oh. No. Pray. Commit your heart to God. Let grace come upon your vessel. Let grace come. Let grace come. Let grace come. To be faithful. To be committed to God this year. To serve God with all you have this year. This year you will go all out in service, in pursuing God. You will go all out. Father, I ask. Let the dews of heaven fall. Let the fire of heaven fall. Let grace be imparted to their spirit. Ah, 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 ah.
Brother, come. Come, come. Keep praying, keep praying. On the path of commitment, on the path of consistency, we love, we love. Jesus. You are also making a commitment beyond the spiritual aspect, that the skills and ability that God has given to you, that this year you will be committed to it. You are making a commitment to God even this year, that the skills, the endowments, the ability that God has given to you, that you are going to put them to work, that you are going to commit to it, both for your person, even in the house of God. Yes. Commit to be faithful. Commit to be faithful even in your finances. Commit to be faithful in your giving. Commit to be faithful in your prayers. Commit to be faithful in your fasting. Commit to be faithful. Remember, as you're making commitment, God is taking notice of it. This is not a careless moment, it's a committed moment. If it's possible, you can speak out your commitment. Say, Lord, this year, I am going to be doing things like this. I am going to do this. Some of them you can be able to do it immediately. Some of them you need grace. Let the grace come upon your life in the name of Jesus. Come, my brother. Grace to be consistent, that tarrying grace. Father, I ask you to release it on 7 people that is here. Quickly, release it on them. Release it on them. Such as I have, I give to you. Such as I have, I give to you. Such as I have, I give to you. You will not struggle. Take it! Take it. Take it now.
That you've been richly blessed by this message. For inquiries or to listen to more of Reverend Edwin Bayebo's messages, kindly log into www.hotrenugu.org/mp3. That is www.hotrenugu.org/mp3 to listen and or to download. Truly, the word works.